As Jocelyn mentioned today, today is special day because we are going to have a baby or child dedication for Joel Kai-chan. We call her Kai-chan. And the meaning of her name, Kai-chan, means Ka means summer, 夏ですね, and grace. So she was born in summer, and she's Grace. And I think it is such a beautiful and wonderful name. And we are so glad to have you here today to celebrate and witness and pray together for Kai-chan today. And by the way, it is not third Sunday today. I'm going to speak in English today, because I think we have a lot of English-speaking people, and my English is not perfect. Right? So I hope you're good at guessing what I'm saying. And let's pray so that Holy Spirit help you. Let us bow our heads and pray before we go into today's scripture.
<音楽><音楽>愛する天の父なる神様, 今日も素晴らしいこの日を心より感謝いたします。そして今日は私たちの愛する家族であり姉妹であるカエちゃんを主あなたの御前にお捧げし、あなたの祝福とまた守りを心合わせて祈る時を持つことができますことを心より感謝いたします。主よ、どうぞ今日この礼拝、特にカエちゃん、またネイソン、タマちゃん、豊かに祝福してくださいますように。また夏休みで、この場に今日来れない方々も多く今日いらっしゃいますが、主よ、どうぞその一人お一人をも覚えて、今いらっしゃるところにあってあなたが祝福しお支えくださいますように。これからの時をすべて主よ、あなたの御手にお委ねいたします。感謝して愛する主イエス様の名前によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。
So because we are going to have a baby dedication today, we've been reading through the book of Mark this year, but I thought maybe we can read from Deuteronomy chapter 6 today, because in my prayer I thought it's more appropriate for the baby dedication. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 to 9 we have just read. And I just like to share three things to remember today. Three things to remember as a parent, as a Christian parent. But not only as a Christian parent, but I think this can apply to also a Christian. Three things to remember when you are raising your child or you are reaching out your friends or family. I think we can apply to, this can be applied to everyone. Okay, so things to remember. Number one is to love your God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment, and the first things to remember as a parent and as a Christian. Love your God with all your heart. And this is about you and about myself, nobody else. About you, about myself, nobody else. Today, we can see the planet that lies like billions away from the Earth. The other day, I was watching the news and I saw the planet called Pluto, so clearly. It's amazing, you know, such a far away. I think now it's 7.7 billion kilometers away from the Earth. I even can't imagine how far that planet was. Now today we can see that clearly. But it is still difficult for us to see ourselves, to look at yourself, look at myself. It is most difficult. And since it is easier to look at someone else and judge and critique, we tend to do that. And if you do that to your child, or if you do that to other your friends or other Christians or anybody who you have a relationship, that makes difficult for that person to believe in Jesus and follow Jesus. As you know, I'm a pastor, right? And I'm a father. And I often tell my daughter to clean up her desk. You know? It's a mess, right? Mess. Clean up. And don't leave your stuff on in the living room, right? But sometimes I forget my stuff in the living room. And she finds that. And it is difficult to tell her to clean up there, right? And I'm also pastor, right? I preach every Sunday. And I teach people how to follow Jesus, what you should do, live as a Christian. But if I don't live as a Christian, if I don't follow Jesus during the weekdays, and if my, you know, daughter or wife see that, maybe it is difficult to believe what I'm saying here. And I'm trying to follow Jesus, and I always question myself, and I like you, all of you, to question yourself sometimes, is that, am I following Jesus today? Am I loving Him today? Before you judge or critique or teach about Bible to someone, or you when you teach your children, or when you guide your children, before that, let us ask ourselves, am I following Jesus today? Am I loving Him today? And I know we are not perfect, right? We always say that. We are not perfect. Well, we can't do that. And that's true. We make mistakes. We are not perfect. But I want you to remember also, it is never too late to repent. It is never too late to ask God for help and forgiveness, and help God to back on the truck and live together with Christ. You know, we live with Christ, but sometimes we go off and we become selfish, and sometimes we live in a sin. But it is never too late to come back. God is always welcome. So if we find ourselves is a little bit off from God's way, let us repent and let us ask for God's help, and let us go back on track and live together with Christ. The things to remember number two is to impress them on your children or child or your friends or your family. Impress them. And I think as a Christian, myself, and maybe most Christians have struggle between evangelists reaching out people and respecting one's belief or one's choice. Does that make sense what I'm saying? We struggle, right? The Bible teaches us to go and tell and spread the gospel and make disciples. But at the same time, we need to respect that person's choice, that person's belief. So we struggle. And of course, we should not force a child to become Christian. We should not force them to believe in Jesus, because that is not faith, right? That is not faith. If you become Christian because you are forced to become, maybe that is not real faith. Because God is not looking for robot Christian. Okay? He's looking for a people who choose to love God from their own heart. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. That is the people who God is looking for. So we should not force our children or your friends or your family to become Christian or believe in Jesus. And it is impossible also. But at the same time, that does not refrain us from encouraging your children to follow Jesus, or guide them to follow and trust in Christ. Sometimes I even find in myself I'm using the word respect as an excuse not reaching out people, not telling the gospel. Or I'm not going to, you know, or tell this person about the gospel because this person is maybe not ready yet. Or we should respect this person's, you know, belief or the way of life or whatever. But God challenged me. Is that you're saying respect is really respect? We use the word respect and we don't force people, we even don't try to reach out people, but if that respect is really respect, maybe that is not respect but just a fear. Just fear to be judged, just a fear to lose that relationship because of that. You know, if we know the truth, and if we really love that person, or if we really love our child, we know what to do, right? For example, if your child suddenly start running across the red light, and you see the big truck is coming, what do? You will say, well, that's, you know, her or his choice, you know, so I should respect her choice to running across the red light and let her go. We don't do that. We will grab her or his hand and stop him or her to save the child, right? I think guiding children or encouraging children to follow Jesus is something like that. Because we love this person, we guide this person to the Christ because we want him to be saved. And I want to just add one more thing to remember, which is not written in today's scripture, but one more thing, which is to love your supposed. Love your supposed. Suppose. Love your wife. Love your husband. Right? This might give headache to some people, but no. When I was a little, the thing I didn't like or hated is when my parents are fighting. That's the saddest day. Right? When they're fighting. And the other way around. Even if you have a big house, or even if you spend billions of money for your children, but if parents fight every day, there is no peace. It's a broken family. I think it's easy to make child happy if you, husband, love your wife and wife, love your husband. And this goes back to things to remember number one and number two. If you love God with all your heart, and if you wish to follow Christ, if you wish to follow God, then you will love your spouse. Spouse. Sorry. And this also goes back to things to remember. Number two, if you wish your children to follow Jesus, well, you have to love your partner first. You can't teach your children, you know, with your fighting and tell them to love God and love your neighbor. That just doesn't make sense. So, it is important to love your child with all your heart, but before that, let us always remember to love your spouse. Love your spouse. No? Am I right? Spouse. Your wife, your husband. And at last, the foundation of blessing starts from you. From you to your spouse. Spouse. I'm not going to use this word anymore. And your wife or husband to your child. To the family, and to the church where the family belongs to, and to the community, and to the village or city, and to the province, and to the nation, and to the world. So that starts from very youth. And when we think about work for God, become a ministry is doing something big, you know, something you become charismatic or something and do something big, reaching out the nations, all the people. But actually, that starts from the family. That starts from the person who is most close to you. If you can't love your husband or wife, or if you can't love your child, how can you love and spread gospel to the nations? Let us start. Start from your own family. Now, the message is done. So, this is it. It's very short, right? You're happy about it, right? Very short. So now we'd like to have a time for baby dedication, and we would like to pray for Kai-chan and her parents, Nathan and Tama-chan, together. So if you could come before us. And I will try to pray in Japanese and English. She is a bit afraid of my beard and mustache, so maybe I will just look at this way. Okay, let us... Oh, it's okay, it's okay. Okay, let us pray. 心を合わせてみんなでカイちゃんの祝福のためにお祈りいたしましょう。で、お祈りいたします。愛する天のお父様、この素晴らしい日を感謝します。あなたの皆を賛美いたします。今から約1年前、主よ、あなたはタマちゃんとネイソンのところにカイちゃんという素晴らしい賜物を送ってくださいました。そして今日まで彼女を守ってくださって、祝福してくださったことを感謝いたします。今日、タマちゃん、それからネイソンは、それぞれの本当にあなたを信じるその信仰に従ってカイちゃんを主をあなたの御手に捧げたいと、そしてあなたの祝福と守りを期待し信じ祈りたいという思いで御前に今このように出てきてくださいました。主よ、どうぞその信仰にあなたが応えて引き続きカイちゃんを豊かに祝福し、そして全ての災いからカイちゃんを守り、そして、カイちゃんが主よあなたの道を歩むことができますように、歩み続けることができますように、どうぞ祝福してください。また今日このカイちゃんの祝福のために集まってくれたお友達や家族を感謝いたします。どうぞ彼らの上にも主はあなたの豊かな恵みと祝福がありますように。 Heavenly Father, we praise your name and we thank you for your gift that you sent to Tama and Nathan.This is wonderful, precious gift, Kai-chan. And thank you for protecting her and blessing her through the year. And today, Kai-chan and
Tamachan Nation came before you according to their faith to dedicate Kaya-chan into your hands. So God, please continue to bless Kaya-chan and please continue to protect her from all troubles and temptations so that she can live together with you rest of her life. And please strengthen her parents, Tamachan and Nathan, and give them wisdom and strength and faith when they grow together with Kaya-chan. And we also thank you today for their family and friends who are here today to witness and pray together for Kaya-chan. Please bless them too. I pray in the name of Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And we have small gifts for her. Gift from church.
Thank you.
Right. Hi. And this is a certificate
for
the invitation.
Thank
you. Right. Okay, so let us all rise and sing Jesus Loves Me. Jesus Loves Me. では祝祷いたしたいと思います。仰ぎ声願わくは我らの主イエス・キリストの御恵み、父なる神のご愛、聖霊の親しき御交わりが我らと共に今も後も世々限りなく、そして今日あなたへと捧げられたカエちゃんの上にいつまでもとこしえまでもあらんこと。アーメン。May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and love of our Father and the fellowship of Holy Spirit be with us, and especially be with Joel Kayadik, who was dedicated into your hand today, according to her parents' faith, forever. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.